races for seats on the Phoenix City Council are heading for runoffs, as neither candidate garnered more than 50% of the vote in November's elections. And that means a small pool of people will end up deciding those races, though hundreds of thousands more weighed in on the city council races in the first round of voting here than they did 4 years ago. Here with more on why and what's next is Taylor Seeley, who covers City Hall for the Arizona Republic. Thanks for coming on, Taylor.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so first let's begin with these races that are heading to a runoff. Which ones are they?
Yeah, so the first one is District 6, and that is the outgoing Councilman Sal DeCiccio's seat. In that race will be Kevin Robinson and Sam Stone. Robinson is a former police officer with the Phoenix Police Department. Sam Stone is the former chief of staff for the outgoing Councilman DeCiccio.
And there's another race in South Phoenix, is that correct?
And then, and then South Phoenix is District 8. So in that race, you have the incumbent Carlos Garcia, who was first elected in May 2019. And challenging him is a woman named Keisha Hodge Washington. She's a civil and commercial litigator, an Ahwatukee resident, and she's ready to take over.
Yeah. So you've reported that this election has put Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego in some hot water with some residents because of the endorsements that she's made in these particular races. How might those play out?
Correct. So in District 6, she has endorsed Kevin Robinson, the former Phoenix police officer. And then in District 8, she's backing Carlos Garcia's challenger, Keisha Hodge Washington. And that has really, I think, frustrated some former supporters of hers, particularly her former supporters who are, strongly in support of reforming the police, who have some serious criticisms of Phoenix police and systemic racism issues. And they see her endorsements as, a slight against them, against backtracking on what they hoped she would stand for, which is, advancing their cause of scrutinizing the police more heavily and willing to advance various accountability measures.
What she had to say about those criticisms?
I think for her part, the thing that she has said the most is that, everything she stands for should come as no surprise. She has always been in support of the police, and she stresses that most people in the Valley are supportive of police. So I think she sees it very much as I am standing in the position of what I believe most Valley residents want, which is steadfast support for the men in blue.
So her endorsements here, if they're successful and if these runoffs go that way, it sounds like would really shift the council to the center.
Correct. Kevin Robinson is, says he's not affiliated with any particular party. And Keisha Hodge Washington is a Democrat. But, you'll see Keisha potentially oust, arguably the most progressive member of city council, Carlos Garcia. And so by eliminating him, And then getting rid of the outgoing Sal DeCiccio, a very well-known conservative council member, with someone more moderate like Kevin Robinson, you're going to see definitely a shift to the center.
Interesting. So let's then talk, Taylor, about the way that people are voting in city council races. They've moved the date of these races in recent elections, and it's meant a lot more people voted in them, right?
Correct. Yeah. So a few years back, a city resident had petitioned the city to consider moving their elections to line up with the larger statewide and national races in November. This was the second time that they had done that. And so I was curious to see, how did that affect turnout? And it turns out that hundreds of thousands more Phoenix residents were voting in their city council races as a result. Hmm. But, the question is how many of those people will actually choose who gets seated on city council, because in these two most competitive races, neither candidate won more than 50% of the vote, which pushes it to a March 14th runoff. And those typically garner much lower turnout.
Right. So even though a lot more people voted in this first round of voting for the city council races, it may end up still being a small pool of people who decide.
Right, right. And we saw that same thing in the most recent past city council seats. We had a good turnout again in 2020, but then when it went to a runoff, it tapered off.
This is different, though, from how most other cities in the Valley vote, right? Most still hold elections off cycle.
Yeah. So most cities, there was some there was some movement in the legislature, you know, some years back where it did force cities to get on an even year schedule, but they still host it where they have their first kind of round in August. If any candidate wins more than 50%, they're typically done, no more elections. But if there is no candidate winning more than 50%, then they push it to the November election that would be in line with state and federal races. For the runoff.
Yeah, yeah. And there are some other suggestions and have been, you know, attempts in the past to change how cities should vote, right? Looking at other ideas, what do those look like?
Yeah, so you have some groups that have tried in the past and are more recently trying again right now to up, it's sometimes called instant runoff voting. People probably more commonly hear it referred to as ranked choice voting. Mm-hmm. This is something where you know, you go to fill out your ballot and you choose who would you prefer first, who would you prefer second and third. And then if your candidate doesn't get the necessary 50% plus one of the votes, then your second choice is selected as your vote. People see it as a way to get the candidate that is most representative of the most people's wants. They also see it as a way to save money. Typically, it's more controversial when you see it being used to eliminate primaries. But in the city's cases, you know, these are nonpartisan races. So it's a little bit less controversial on that front. It's more of a logistics issue. You know, cities typically don't host their own elections. It's done by the counties. Mm-hmm. This would require new software to be able to host an election like this. And so for that reason, you saw it in Glendale in the earlier, I think it was 2008, you know, some people tried to get that ranked choice voting to happen there. It failed. And you see some groups trying again, most recently in Flagstaff last year, or maybe it was a couple years back. Yeah. But, you know, cities, I think, are concerned that the state legislature would not uphold that.
Hmm. All right. We'll have to leave it there. That is Taylor Seeley, covers City Hall for the Arizona Republic. Taylor, thanks so much.
Thank you.